Hi, welcome to Shine Care Ministries. I'm Minister Patricia, and today's message topic is Minister Together, and this is part three. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. Luke chapter 10, verse 1, New International Version, BibleStudyTools.com. Jesus sent them forth two by two. As members of the body of Christ, we are members of one another. We are brothers and sisters, and we are friends. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are not to try to go alone, but we are a unit. We are one in Christ. When we are together as a local congregation, or when we go out on outings like evangelistically, we are to go as a team. So one person will go off to the side over here, and the other person will go off to the side over here when we're witnessing to others. But we should have somebody with us, because sometimes we just might not know what we're up against. One is ministering, the other can be praying. The Word of God lets us know to watch as well as pray. The Word of God also lets us know that one put a thousand to flight, two 10,000. So we think about how the multiplication that occurs when we have more and more brothers and sisters together, as in the church setting, or we go out evangelistically, like as a group. When we are by ourselves, let's say not physically with some other person that's a believer, in our own household, on the job, going out shopping at a store or something, we might not have other fellow believers with us. So as our Father God leads us by his Spirit to speak to someone and minister to them, we have to always follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yet in times when we are together as a group, in a group setting, whether it's evangelizing outside together as a group or in a local church congregation, let us work together. We are not to be saying, oh, it's my thing, or they're doing it, because our ministry is sharing spiritual gifts that we can learn and grow together in the faith. We are to serve one another as unto the Lord. And also, when we minister to others, it's not about, oh, I'm doing my thing. It's about doing the will of our Father and that souls be saved. One person can probably see something that the other person cannot see, spiritually discerning. We think about how the Word of God lets us know how we know in part and we prophesy in part. So sometimes something may be revealed to another person that is standing by or sitting by who is also a believer, because they have gifting as well. So let us utilize this for our advantage. Let us not take each other for granted, but let us love one another and minister together as a team in the Lord. We need each other. God has made us for one another in the faith. Thank God for Jesus. He makes us one. To God be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.